Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar elder. I'm known as a storyteller. And at this time we're talking about the pink and grey galah, the one that people call the pink cocky, or Noongars call them a yackle yackle or a jackal yackle, because I believe that's a word given to him for continuous making noises and screeching and talking. Pink and grey galahs, they're grain feeders, so that makes them, puts them in the edible food basket for Noongars. And you could, there's so many of them, you could throw a boomerang and knock two or three out of the sky at the same time, pluck them. And it's got very, very good meat for Noongars to eat. They're a very damaging bird when they make their nests in the dried hollows of trees. And if the trees are green but there's a hollow there, the pink and grey galah will strip the bark around the hollow so that they can identify where the bird nest is. And then generally around that hollow, the bark will die off and just leave the tree. Other than that, they're numerous, they're noisy. The food, they're good to eat. And you'll see them along this walk, you'll see them with other cockatoos, the white ones, the red-tailed blacks, the carrack, and the white tails, which are the manaach or the nguyaach, which is the rainbird. Generally, you'll find them in all the little bushy areas like you're walking past today. And as you walk along the bush, you'll see the different trees in which they'd sit. But the larger hollow trees of the white gum, of the chewit, and the more, they're the trees that these birds would find to nest in. In those hollow trees, they nest during spring, September, October. And when the babies hatch out, if you're looking for food or eggs, and if the babies have already hatched, you'll find young shoot of the eucalypt trees sticking out of the hollow, because the parents would take that there for the young birds to eat and give them nourishment while they're sitting in the nest.